God. When you're trying to fight our eyes, need to look up to the sky and let go of all the pride. The game changing, we're trying to make arrangements and let go of that anger. Put that food into our brain instead, aiming steady at the youth. We're trying to change culture. New leaders, we ain't coming from that same.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Real Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons. Just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Which animal is the least trustworthy?
Which animal is the least trustworthy?
Yep.
I do not know which animal is the least trustworthy.
Cheetahs.
The cheat? Cheaters?
Yeah.
The
cheat. Cheetahs. So the cheetahs.
Okay. Yes, it's okay, Joe. It's pretty good, I guess. It's decent, you know. You know, it's alright. But now it's time for us to jump right into this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by the Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is furtive, which is spelled F-U-R-T-I-V-E. Furtive means to be shifty or sneaky. Dayton, when have you ever been, you know, shifty or sneaky?
You know, when you gotta get that candy bar.
Candy bar?
You gotta be very furtive.
Where's the candy bar that...
The candy bar is located inside of the cupboard.
You don't want anybody to see you getting it?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. No one should see me.
Okay. I don't know why you sung, but you know, it's cool. Now it's time for this week's female inventor, which, of course, we are doing for the month of August. So, Dayton, who's this week's female inventor?
The female inventor is brought to you by Howell and Krause. Howell and Krause at Attorneys at Law. If we can't fix your case, it ain't broke. Betty Naismith Graham was an American typist, commercial artist, and the inventor of liquid paper. She was the mother of musician and producer Michael Naismith of the Monkees.
The Monkees?
Yeah. M-O-N-K-E-E-S.
What's that? It's like a show?
No, it's a band, probably.
It's a band called the Monkees?
Okay, I don't know why. I don't know who came with that name. It's weird. No offense, though. Good inventor. Now it's time for this week's Tech Facts, which, of course, Dayton has for us.
The Tech Fact is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. In 2000, the FIFA 2001 game used scratch and sniff technology on their discs. It had the scent of a football stadium turf on the disc.
What does football turf smell like?
Grass.
Sure. Whatever, I don't care. I guess it smells like grass. I don't know. I've never really took the time to smell turf. But if you have, you know, that's great. Just great.
Sounds like a mean thing in soccer. Like, you push someone, you're just like, smell turf! Yeah.
Okay. Or not. I don't know. Now it's time for this week's This or That question, which is brought to you by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's This or That question is, would you rather go on a vacation to the beach or the mountain? Dayton, you go first.
I choose the beach.
Why?
Because it has water, and it's just more fulfilling and funner.
Okay.
Than the mountains.
I'm gonna have to go with the opposite of you, apparently. But luckily, I am prepared. So, I think it's the mountains because of you get to experience a new environment, which you also do at the beach. But you get a great view when you look at the mountain. And you get good, and it's healthy when you walk up the mountain, because it's good. If you drive up the mountain, then...
It's bad.
That's cool, too.
Okay.
But it's alright. That's why I think I have to go with the mountains.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, what? No. Okay.
Okay. If you would like to contact, if you would like to send us something like a suggestion for a podcast or anything, you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com. Now it's time to, as we get into the, you know, the tail part of the podcast, you know, the end, more of the end. It's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dayton will also tell us about.
The book recommendation is brought to you by Teddy's Pizza, best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. Kit's Wilderness is a children's novel by David Almond, published by Hodder Children's in 1999. It is set in a fictional English town in the northeast of a country and was based on the former coal mining towns the author knew as a child growing up in Tyne and Wear.
Sounds like it's got a cool plot to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good book, though, I guess. So, if, you know, if you want to read it, go get it at your local library or bookstore or something. I don't know what's up.
Or Amazon.
Anyway, we're going to jump right into this week's kindness quotes that Easy says, but he didn't make up. So, this week's is from Scott Adams. Remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end. Scientific. Dayton, what does that mean to you?
Well, first, you got to tell me what page you found that on.
I found it on page 75. And, you know, here it is. The book closing. My magical book that I just wrote. Not really. But it's still good. So, Dayton, what does it mean to you?
Well, if you do something small, it can mean a big thing.
I guess that's right. Yeah, checks out. Anyway, now we're going to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. This, our producer slash director, as always, BL Self. And this week, our song was Bigger Than Us by Dame Dala.
A team mom slash security, team B Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing. And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Oh, and if you'd like to send us in stuff, obviously you can contact us at bruvversusbro@outlook.com and can win some cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man slash woman handbags.
Cheeto Puffs.
Fanny Wayne Manny Packs.
Out of this world.
Cars.
Yeah.
And much more.
Wow. So, see you guys next week. Sorry, this one was a little late. We were at the beach, which is why I had that this or that question.
Yeah.
So, see you guys later. We are walk side by side, even if we're on a different road. I know this is something bigger than us. This is something bigger than us. And see the anger driven by color in the recession. Sad to see the reality of our regression. Cops killing, drugs selling in a state of a depression. When I get pulled over, should I be afraid? Because lately the bad's getting away. If my attitude bad because of the day. This is Bruh vs. Bro.